season, there's been like a lot of times where you've been able to like maneuver in the pocket and still be able to fire throw with velocity, like, you know, the one to step on the first drive, were able to maneuver, still get it out down to the sideline. What allowed you to consistently be able to make throws amidst chaos?
I would say, you know, just all the work I was able to put in with my trainers back in the off season down in L.A. Also working with Clint here, who came from University of Texas, and he's my strength coach now, or one of our strength coaches. And man, just been able to like do some good movement stuff with him, get my core strong. So like, just the little things away from the field, I feel from like what you see on Sunday, has been those little things just popping up now. So it's been cool to see it kind of pay off.
Excited for you going to Lambeau Field, playing there for the first time?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you dream as a kid to, you know, go play at this stadium, and it's a historical stadium, a lot of, you know, great games played in there. And, you know, to go for my first opportunity to be, you know, up there against a great team, you know, is going to be an honor, and I can't wait.
What's your relationship like with Jordan Love, and what do you think of him as a quarterback and everything about him?
Yeah, I think Jordan is a great dude. You know, I think he you know, he's a great quarterback. He's definitely a friend of mine and somebody who, you know, I look up to. And I think the way he's handled his career has just been very professional, and, you know, just always has a good attitude, you know, waited his turn. And, you know, for him to be able to, you know, be able to play the way he's playing now, especially off of injury, I think it's just super dope.
You have done a really good job protecting the football, but also making these big chunk plays. We're aware of the Packers' takeaways. What's the foundation for you to protect the ball while also taking your shots and getting those chunk plays?
Yeah, I would say just execute and finish, you know, like execute our plays. I got to be accurate and, you know, really just, you know, understand that, you know, like this team is known to keep, you know, their defense. I mean, their defense kind of keeps their team in the game by getting turnovers. And they do a great job of that, you know, especially on the back end. Got some really good DBs, and up front they play really well, and their backers are really solid. So, you know, another great challenge for me to try to be better with. You know, I feel like I've been kind of like a little sloppy, turn the ball over a little bit. But sometimes the ball doesn't roll your way, you know, but you got to take those shots, and you got to, you know, be aggressive to, you know, see what you can get away with and what you can't. So I don't regret any of the decisions I made, but I definitely know that, like, you know, you're putting yourself at risk. So I definitely know that this game I got to be very smart with the football and just, you know, take my shots when they come. But, you know, if they don't come, then, you know, just being smart with the football.
CJ, I know that you and Will have been close since draft night. How proud are you of him and the progress he continues to make and the accolades he's getting this week?
Man, I'm super proud of Will. You know, just the person he is, not only just on the field but off. You know, how encouraging he has been, not only in my life, but in just the locker room, and, you know, his family, and them just being so family oriented and, you know, always showing everybody love. You know, my mom are very close. So I just think it's super dope that, you know, he's able to, you know, get what he deserves on the field, and he doesn't see a double team every play, you know. So I definitely love the fact that, you know, he came up with a big game, and I know, you know, he has a lot more coming for him, and, you know, I definitely know that, you know, he'll continue to be great.
If I could piggyback off that, when did you realize maybe during the offseason that he could or was going to take the next step in his game?
Yeah, I would say honestly, like, he's kind of like how I look at Nico. Like, he's always been great, but he just needed opportunities. You know, he did it in college, and, you know, did in his rookie year. And so he just continues to get blessed with more opportunities. So I think he's just going to keep doing well, you know, as long as he gets his opportunities to do that. So I'm definitely just proud of him and, you know, what he's been able to do. And I know that he'll continue to do well for sure.
CJ, you talked to us about the season starting after week 5, and then you all go into New England and put up those type of numbers that you all did. Well, did you see any difference in, you know, practice leading up to that game, and have you seen the difference in your teammates?
I would say just like the comfortability of just like owning the offense, just on like ironing out some details, just really being like just hard on yourself, look yourself in the mirror and to see what you can correct. And I feel like that's what we did the first 4 weeks. And, you know, it's not easy. You know, a lot of times, you know, as an offense, you're like, you're judged on your execution and your numbers and your stats. And really, I mean, for us, it's really just your win. So, I mean, we've been good on that area. But You know, we can always be better in those other areas, and it's going to be a consistent battle to get better at those things. But I definitely feel like, you know, we got better last week, and, you know, it's up to us to get better each and every day. And I think we took another step today as well.
What would you say is the biggest difference between winning on the road, like at Ohio State, and in the NFL? Like, what are the biggest differences to going and winning a road game?
That's a good question. Honestly, I would say just winning on the road in college is more so like chaos and like just like dealing with like crazy fans and, you know, like just, I don't know, just people just kind of like just like trying to throw you off a game. In the NFL, it's like the other team is trying to throw you off the game instead of necessarily like just like the crowd and their environment. And then in the NFL, it's kind of a little bit of both. I don't know if that makes sense, but I definitely feel like that was a big difference for me. Like, I feel like every game is like you playing against Georgia or like Penn State or, you know, one of these top teams on the field. And then on top of that, you're playing against the Penn State crowd, but it's just the NFL, so everything's a little ramped up. But yeah, I would say that's the difference.
It seems like you, you know, throughout the first 6 weeks, even dating back to last year, like you see the field really well. Not really a lot of times where you look confused. What is the biggest testament to that? Like, what allows you to always appear like you're seeing the game pretty well?
I mean, as you guys know, like just film, you know, I watch a lot of film, so that definitely helps. And just, you know, the ability to kind of, you know, get the answers to the test before the test comes. So I definitely know that, you know, the defense can do things to try to throw you off. But, like, you know, the more that you're prepared for that, the better you'll go out there on Sunday and execute. So, you know, I'm just really trying to be hard on myself about just finding little nuances and little hitches to get, you know, a hump over, you know, the defenders and the other team.
One of the things that they said on the broadcast on Sunday is that you told him you're already confident, but having Stephon here and Joe Mixon, they kind of even up that for you. Like, yeah, you have what it takes. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, honestly, like, last year, you know, was super cool for me, and, you know, I'm not trying to harp on, you know, past things, but for me, it was just dope that, you know, I was able to play well so young, you know, and so just, like, fresh, and really didn't know much about NFL life on the field or off, so just a lot of learning about that. But honestly, I would say when I got, when Steph and Joe came here, they were just like, man, like, you got it, bro, like, you have what it takes, because, I mean, we've been around it, you know, these past couple of years, being around Burrow and Josh Allen. So, you know, and they're not comparing me to those guys, I don't think, but, you know, they're just telling me, like, I have that aura, I have that that way I carry myself, you know. And so I thought that was pretty cool, because I never really heard that before, especially with two guys who've been around some really successful quarterbacks. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Going back to Jordan and how he had to sit, wait, learn, start, and then the route that you went, started from day one. What do you think would have been the benefits of sitting and waiting as opposed to the pressures and immediate and having to be productive on the field immediately?
Yeah, I would say, like, honestly, like, for me, I think God puts you in a situation or, you know, puts you through things, you know, for a specific reason. And I feel like maybe for Jordan, he wanted him to see the field and, you know, learn from Aaron and, you know, being able to just be a sponge and, you know, suck up just a lot of information. And for me, God thought that the best thing for me was just go out there and, you know, play, you know, fail, you know, make mistakes. And, you know, I definitely, you know that my journey was a lot of those ups and downs. And, you know, I think, you know, everybody, you know, we have our own identity, our own names for a reason. So I definitely feel like it's been a blessing just to be able to, you know, learn my journey and then also look at his and, you know, look like, man, he's doing pretty well. So, you know, I think it's just a testament to whoever's watching, like, who's trying to get to our positions, is like, no matter what route you're in, or like, you know, if that's early, you're playing early, getting early offers early, or if you're, you know, have to sit and wait a little bit, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you'll get what you deserve. My dad used to always tell me, cream rises to the top. So I definitely, you know, still think about those type of things to this day. And yeah, I feel like that was like maybe the biggest thing that I could just see from what your question asked.
Last two, Cody and then Sarge.
You and Dalton Schultz have been pretty key on some third downs, made some big plays. Feels like you're pretty close on some more. Can you kind of give us a snapshot of what
he does for the offense, both from a catching the ball perspective and then maybe some of the stuff that, you know, we don't see from a box score perspective with Dalton?
Yeah, I would say, man, he's like a coach on the field. Like, he helps me a ton with the run game. And, you know, he's intelligent. I can see him being like an OC one day, or, you know, he's so smart. So, you know, he's helping out Cade. He's helping out Joe. He's helping out, you know, the guys up front, making sure we're ID'd right. And, you know, he takes on a lot of responsibility that he doesn't really have to, but he does it, and he puts in the extra hours, you know. So, I tip my hat off to Dalton to be able to just do that. So, you know, it's a long season, man. Like, I know that, you know, we'll start connecting more, and I know that, you know, we'll start, you know, really just, you know, feeding off with each other, and, you know, our chemistry is really high. So we just got to get back to that and, you know, just go out there and have more fun.
CJ, a lot of people look at the numbers as far as the offense is concerned, your passing yards, touchdowns, and things like that. But how happy are you that you all have been able to cut down some of those pre-snap penalties to being able to sustain drives?
It's huge. You know, I think whenever we stay on the green or, like, you know, staying positive ahead of the sticks, like, man, it's hard for us to get off the field. And, you know, that's one thing we've been trying to just be better at is just, you know, not shooting ourselves in the foot. And I think last week we definitely took a step, especially, you know, like in a away environment. It wasn't loud the whole game, but the beginning of it was. We were good with our sign operation, and, you know, it's going to be another environment to test us again. And, you know, it's going to be a rocking crowd, and, you know, we can't wait. So we definitely just got to be smart and understand, you know, like, the more we can stay above the sticks and, you know, help each other out, the better we'll be off to get a dub.